Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 22 is coming up. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we showcase the best of blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you back. Welcome, first-time listeners. I hope you stick around. It's been a decent week. It's been kind of a busy and crazy week for me, and so I apologize. The show is a day late, and it's even late in the day that it's late. Did you get all that? In any case, I'm going to work real hard to get this thing banged out and available to you, and so I don't foresee a whole lot of babbling during the show. We're just going to try to get right into the music. So with that in mind, I want to start off with a band that I featured, I think, once before on the show. These are some local guys named the Troublemakers, and if kicking out a good groove with some tasty harmonica licks and stinging guitar, if that's trouble, why, these guys are making trouble. They're headed up by a guy named Rich Layton, who comes from Austin, Texas, and is certainly steeped in the great blues rock roots traditions of that town. Rich moved here to Portland some years back and has put together this crack band, and they put out some good stuff. I'm featuring them today because they've got a new recording that they made available. It's just a single song at this point. I hope it's indicative that there's more to come from them, working on a full-length CD, I'm hoping, and Rich and I have talked about that. But I wanted to play this tune and follow it with another, so we got kind of a Troublemakers twofer. And you're going to hear right now the Troublemakers with a tune called Taking Care of Business, and Rich is careful to point out it's not the Bachman Turner Overdrive tune. It's the one by the great Freddie King. And so here you go, the Troublemakers, Taking Care of Business.
Well, I got a gal who lives way across town. She don't stand for no fooling around. My baby said we could make it somehow. She said there ain't no time like it is right now. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business, taking care of business right now. So I got me a job to take a bus downtown. Punch me a clock, push the room around. The boss man's got his eye on me. I'm working like a slave, baby, 1, 2, 3. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business right now. Yes, I am.
Seven nights to rock. Sunday and a chick will do.
Seven nights to rot.
Mm-hmm.
Seven nights to roll.
Uh-huh.
Seven nights.
I'm gonna show my face with a different little woman in a different place.
Seven nights to rot.
Well, I've got
seven nights to roll.
Everybody rocks.
Seven nights to rock.
Uh-huh.
Seven nights to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Seven nights.
I'm gonna show my face to a different little woman in a different place.
Seven nights to rock.
Well, I've got
seven nights to roll.
Everybody rocks.
Seven nights to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Seven nights to roll.
Uh-huh.
Seven nights.
I'm gonna show my face to the different little woman in a different place.
Seven nights to rock.
Well, I've got
seven nights to roll. Seven nights to rock. Seven nights to roll. Seven nights to rock. Seven nights to roll. Seven nights to rock.
That, once again, is the Troublemakers with Seven Nights to Rock, a tasty little up-tempo number there. And before that, you heard Taking Care of Business, also by the Troublemakers. I didn't mention at the outset, these guys are playing around town. In fact, tonight, as I speak, they're at Duff's Garage. Probably you're hearing this too late to actually take advantage of that, and I apologize. But they've played Duff's, they've played CI Bar and Grill, Dublin Pub, probably missed a few venues. But in addition to that, they've been over at the Aladdin Theater twice now, opening up for first the Blasters. Yeah, you know, the Blasters. And also, more recently, opening for Junior Brown. And sounds like they've had a lot of fun with those gigs and gotten good response. I would mention quickly that Troublemakers are, like I said, Rich Layton up front there, vocals and harmonica, Neil Philpott on guitar, said that weird, didn't I? Robert Lefevre on bass, and Wade Daughtry on the drums. And they are a powerful little ensemble, and I think you'll be hearing more from them, so keep your eyes open for their gigs. Follow the link that's in our show notes over to their website and see where you can catch them next. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Rich, by the way, used to play quite regularly with Robbie Laws a while back, and I think Robbie was one of the first people that Rich played with when he had first moved to town. So if you remember Robbie Laws from a few years back, you probably saw Rich with him. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to follow the Troublemakers tune with a song about a troublemaker. I'm reaching. I'm trying to find a tie-in here, okay? And this is a tune by Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. This goes back a little ways, but Too Slim and the Tail Draggers, again, a band that originated in Spokane, sort of based in Seattle. They definitely have strong Northwest roots and ties to Portland. And in fact, the album that this tune comes from, called King Size Troublemakers, was released by Burnside Records, based right here in Portland. And so this tune to follow Rich and his pals, the Troublemakers, this tune is called King Size Troublemaker, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers.
Hey! my sweet mama door.
That's David Jacobs Strain with a song called Brownsville, originally a classic by Sleepy John Estes. David gives it a very nice treatment there. That comes from his 1999 CD entitled Skin and Bones. Boy, I love the brooding quality of that tune. And you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret. It won't be a secret anymore. But prior to doing this show, I did not listen to a whole lot of acoustic blues. I had some favorites, and I did listen from time to time, but I didn't spend the time listening to this style of music the way that I now do when I'm choosing music for the show. And it's a, I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. It's just such a rich kind of music, and so individual. And I really like what David does with the music that he chooses. He definitely makes each song his own, and you just get the sense that he's really emotionally invested in what he's doing. This again, you know, this is 1999 when David was quite young. I'm guessing, I don't have a good handle on his age, but I would say in his late teens. And so now he just keeps maturing, and the music he makes just keeps getting better and better. So good job to David for that. Before David Jacobs Strain, you heard Too Slim and the Tail Draggers from 2000 with King Size Troublemaker, and that comes from their CD entitled King Size Troublemakers. A good one there, and the tie-in thing again. I hope you stuck with me on that one. Now, a couple shows back, I played you some tasty live material from Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, and the response to that was pretty good. People seemed to enjoy that. I wanted to play one more tune from that live set, because what you heard in those first two songs I played in show 20 was Curtis singing and playing harp, and Alan on electric guitar. Midway through that set, Alan brought out a slide guitar, electric slide guitar, and did some great stuff on that. So I wanted to play you at least one of the tunes that they did with that setup, and this is a great one. It doesn't need much preface, but here's Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager live at the Cascade Bar and Grill just a few weeks back with the great Elmore James classic Talk to Me, Baby.
Yeah.
this morning. This is the way my letter read. I got a letter this morning. This is the way my letter read. It said, come home. And they tell me your baby's dead. I start to write, but I believe I call myself. Ain't gonna write, no, no. Honey, I believe I call myself. You know a letter's too slow. Can't tell me a telegram make it there. I wasn't going to my baby's burying ground. No, I ain't going to my baby's burying ground. But you know I'm standing right there, child, when the grave digger let her down.
That's Albert Rita with Sad Letter, the classic Muddy Waters tune. That recording with Terry Robb on guitar comes from the Cascade Blues Association's Muddy Award Hall of Fame tribute CD, and I wanted to feature a tune from that CD because, as I mentioned in our last show, the two CDs that the CBA has released are currently on sale. Both the Acoustic Roots and Blues Festival CD that I played a couple tunes from last week, and then this, the Muddy Awards tribute CD, which has 12 great cuts on it, all of them by members of the Muddy Awards Hall of Fame. Both of these are on sale at a reduced price. You need to go to a Cascade Blues Association-sponsored function in order to pick up these CDs at that price, and there's a function coming up in just a week's time. That's the Journey to Memphis competition over at Beale Street Northwest, over two nights there. And I would mention, I guess real quick, that last week, I apologize, I made a mistake. It wasn't totally my fault, but when I played that Megan James tune, I identified it as Hesitation Blues. Is that what I did? Yeah, I called it Hesitation Blues. Because that was the listing on the track listing showed that cut number to be Hesitation Blues with Terry Robb. So I said it was Megan James with Terry Robb and Bill Rhodes on harp. In fact, the sequence listing on that track, on that CD's labeling, is incorrect. And the song that I played, it was Megan James singing, but the song was Long Distance Call, which I should have figured out on my own. And backing her up were the great Lynn Ann Hyde and Stu Kinzel on harmonica and guitar, respectively. And so I did mention that in my show notes, corrected them, but I wanted you to know if you had listened to the show and not seen the show notes, there was a slight foul up there, and I apologize. But before, before the other tune, before Albert Rita. Oh, Albert Rita, by the way, a standout bass player here in town, someone who doesn't get recognized a lot for his singing. He's a fantastic singer. and a very talented bass player, and has played with so many people. And actually, from what I understand, he enjoys just kind of jumping from context to context and playing with different people. He gets to play with all different players that way. And he's very versatile, plays upright acoustic bass as well as electric, and a phenomenal player and a great asset to the city's blues scene. So before Albert Rita and Sad Letter, you heard Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager doing Talk to Me, Baby, and that was live from the Cascade Bar and Grill a couple weeks back. So I should mention, Curtis is at the Santorini's tonight in what I understand is his last live performance before he starts treatment for his liver cancer. He still has performances scheduled. And I know that he's going to continue performing as much as he can, because that's what keeps him going. Important to note that coming up on Tuesday, June 13th, there's going to be a benefit concert for Curtis Salgado to raise money for his medical expenses, which are likely to be substantial. This is a concert that's going to take place at the Rose Garden Theater of the Clouds. Those of you who are local know that that's a pretty nice little venue. The Blazers aren't currently doing anything there in the Rose Garden, so it's available. Performing at this event is not only Curtis Salgado and his band, but also this guy named Steve Miller from California. Yeah. And this other blues guy, you may have heard of him, Robert Cray, who used to be a bandmate of Curtis's, Everclear, Art Alexakis and his band, the Phantom Blues Band, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and even some surprise guests who haven't been announced yet, or otherwise they wouldn't be a surprise if you follow my drift. For tickets to that event, you can contact the Rose Quarter. You can also go to any Safeway and get those tickets. You can go online to rosequarter.com. And I'm not in the habit of promoting shows, but this is one that's for a great cause, and it promises to be just a fantastic night of music. So I would suggest that you get out there if you're free that Tuesday night. It's going to be one heck of a show. And that brings me to what I always talk about, which is that there's a lot of great music to be heard here in town. And I want you to do what you can to get out and support live music by getting to those venues and hearing all the live music that you can. If you've enjoyed something from this show, follow the links and where possible, pick up a copy of the CD, help support those musicians. I'll be back next week with more great music, and I expect to actually get some new and interesting music in, so I'm looking forward to that, as I'm sure you are too. And so I will see you next week. I want to say thanks to everybody. I'm not going to be able to find it while I'm doing this, but we've had some cool new people join the map over at frapper.com, and I really want to let you know how much I appreciate that. It's great to see you up there. Everybody else, go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com. Follow the link, says where are we, and you'll get to the map. You can add yourself and let me know where you're coming from when you're listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can also, same website, you can leave a comment right there on the blog at pdxbluescast.com. You can also send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com, or of course you could always call our hotline, and it would be really handy if I had that number right in front of me, and of course I will in moments here, because it's cyberspace, man. But if you call and leave a voice message, I will play it on the air unless you ask me not to, and that number is 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave a voicemail. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if there's people you want to hear on the show. I think that's it for me, and it surely ought to be. Don't call me Shirley. So this is Pat McDougall. I've been your host for this episode of PDX Bluescast. I will see you next week. And hey, until then, keep the blues alive.